وأقول جاكم لجادين داك وجوني دي شام west side of the river وأقول دون انتلك ونيتي وانتلك وجاهن نخيتا وأقول قادي أدخل شو على دي وزاو بالرخيسة لش جود كالكام تكون تشتون وخاء دا قوة وقولة تخاء دي لدى تصداوة لون بيمة وخيسة تخوش ما أقول إسباقش شي وضاو متلوا وتكو مانخم واقني من تشكوش واقلو مانهم آم قوام قوتكو ديكوش طاقت نشيت مانخد وحبوت نشكو لدى شو آوش شو تكون سابقون سابقون فوش كناش شو تخلق وكوين وقد يكون تقيخ وكستاب وكتلاط وي تونم كهوي تونشي لدي واخيزة فوش كنقايل فوش كنالتاق استعمش كقد يكون سسفق شوي سقويتشك ليش لدي نميكمش سيق الجانلش الباور هاوس يسكون لن كاسس كجديد يسكون ثلاث لوكس نزلوش ونسجقوم قد استعمش كالا قد يقول ثلاث لوكس سنيس قايلكس كاكو اللاقس ديدا نسيطات قولاتي نقول لك كاكو اللاقس ايه سوز اخماتكو سلاتيكو سيفو لاتيكو طايم ساق شادل خناس سوخ سنيس نكوتش اقو جواج الوضاوم جيخو اقو وي نغلقوان نغلقوان وش كان شوط خلقو قوين شوط خلقو لدي تاو جو قوين اشكو لدي شوط خلص وهم جوت وهم جوتي واوفو الميفت سب سب كام سب كام سب كام قولاتي I'll tell that in English again. It's in Hailet, you see.
Oh,
سب سب كام قولاتي مخ قولاتي سبان حاجود كوهي جوك كوكسو مخالب سنهيت مول سبانت سيق الجال لساق نكوكم سدو نسخناش كسناش سوخص ندوس لقين من سنهيم ولقاي لكسبانت وهم زي ثلاثي سيقو سلقود شواب مهات كملو بشاه جوك طلاقو لشوائي سبانتخا سيقخل دبال أشخول كسبان اختيلة دقلوب لسأتخن سكان لسهم لقو تكملو بشاه اللي حدسن بيها ستوا توتلقو خقيخ سلوب سيقخل كسبانتخا نيدوشش نيتوش ناظم شاشم كستوان شاقم استامس كشكاخ هو ما كشيسن هو قلاو كون كوش هذي كشمن هو قلاو سكشاش ودبلش خولك الكل شوت ستيج وابمها واسكن قنيم نشكون شاقم ساقوش نقايلخ أكو كوين شوت خل قايلخ بعد أخل الجاي إشكخبة فشكو شاكو ناس كوم دي دل قاض الذي تسنيك أنا شمانك الجاي إشكخبة فشكو كوان جاكم سألكو سواء شكون سامن شو ويت تلاقو ناس كماش إشكخبة تسكرمس so that's the end of that. Well, I'm going to repeat the same story, but in English this time, what I just said in Indian. This in Chakumsa, Chakum means Saskatoon in this country, and they dry quite a bit of it. If it means that, that's the name of this man. Mm-hmm. Well, he was on the west side of the river down where this powerhouse is now. They call it Itchko. And Peem is right across the river from there. That's where my people used to live and barbecue sunflower and barbecue a lot of things in the springtime, barbecue onions, everything. That's why they're there. And they also get fish. Anyways, when the water's high in June, this rock is pretty high. So they were fishing with a net. And this in Jakumtlet was on the west side of the river, and he looked over and he seen these fellas smoking. He heard so much about tobacco and whether he ever smoked much. And so he hollered over and he told them, "Guys," he says, "spit it out." He says, "I'm going over. And I'm going to swim over. And on this part of this river is pretty wide in June. And it's sort of a swift. Takes a good man to swim it." And so he went up the river ways and he took what pants he had on. So it couldn't be much if he tied it in his head and he swam the river. And he got to the other side, he put his pants on. So he walked down to where these fellas were fishing with a net. And he says, "Okay," he says, "light the pipe. I want to have a taste of smoke." So they lit the pipe for him, and he smoked on the pipe, and he inhaled every smoke. In our language, we call it slipkem. He inhaled all the smoke he can get out of that tobacco. So I guess that kind of, when I first smoke myself, I get dizzy, and maybe that's the way he got. So he says, "I'm satisfied, okay. I'm going back." So he went up the river again, but took his pants off, he tied in his head, and he swam back. When he got across, well, he had a smoke that day anyways. It was a while after that, or years maybe after that, there was an Indian come from Kamloops. And the Hudson Bay tobacco, it's just like a rope them days. I seen them myself. They're kind of black, it's twisted, just like about an inch or an inch and a half rope. So he lay a blanket down and he started to cut it. The measurement was by hand. The Indians had that measurement by hand before the white men come. But I noticed the white men, they use it on horses. They'll say maybe 14, 15, 16, 17 hands high. That's about 4 inches to the hand. But the Indians had this pelasquexed. That's one hand. So that's the way he sold his tobacco. He traded for dry salmon. So many hands for so many dry salmon. So many hands for so much Saskatoon, dried Saskatoon berries. Some that had money, they pay money for maybe one hand of tobacco. And so when he sold all his tobacco, he had quite a bit of crumbs on it. You see, every time he cuts that tobacco, it's bound to be some crumbs. So this Shuswap Indian, he heard about this in Chakumpla that swam the river for a few puffs of tobacco and swam back when the river was high. So he said, he hollered, he says, "Is in Chakumpla around?" I told him, "Yes, he's around here. Tell him to come here." When they come there, he told him, "He can have all that crumbs that's on that blanket. Quite a bit of crumbs for nothing. just for him to swim. You heard about him swimming the river for a few puffs of tobacco. On Chuckumsley, he had quite a bunch of tobacco. When he mixed it with Kinkany, well, he had lots of smoke then. Well, that's the end of that, swimming the river for a few puffs of tobacco.